Listener Production.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Heatley and welcome to Far North Queensland Local News. Checking weather first, partly cloudy across Cairns, reaching a top of 28. Rain is possible. The same goes for Mareeba. Expect temperatures to reach 26 degrees. Making news today, Monday, August 8, North Queensland shooter to appear in court today. What would happen if there's a foot and mouth disease outbreak and a cold snap expected in the far north? Let's get into it. A man accused of shooting dead three people on a property in Boakey is expected to appear in court this morning. The 59-year-old local is facing three charges of murder and one of attempted murder. He'll appear in the Proserpine Magistrates Court. Meantime, the sole survivor of the shooting has been reunited with family in Mackay, where he remains in hospital. The 35-year-old is now said to be up and walking about. We've been given a clearer idea of exactly what would happen if a foot and mouth disease outbreak were to occur on our shores. The Ag Minister says there'd be a national livestock standstill of 72 hours to try and contain it, followed by urgent discussions and possible livestock controls, vaccination and culls. Speaking at the ECCA, Murray Watt says the overall risk remains low, but everyone needs to take the matter seriously.
It's very important as well that the states and territories do their bit, and I know Mark and his colleagues are, and also it's really important that the public do their bit. That's why we've been asking people when they're coming back from Bali, thoroughly clean your shoes or preferably leave them behind.
Far northern Queenslanders are being asked to take extra care around the train network as Rail Safety Week begins. The state government has reported an increase in the number of incidents this year. Transport Minister Mark Bailey says it's crucial we're line aware.
There's no point risking yourself near rail. We're seeing an increase in near misses of both passengers and vehicles, and so that's a worry to us. So just don't risk it near rail. That's the simple message. Trains, huge masses, they take a lot longer to stop than, say, a vehicle or a truck.
And hopefully you've made the most of the warmer weather. Both Cairns and Mareeba hit highs of 30 degrees last week, but a cold front moving up through the Sunshine State has forecaster G1 Park saying we could soon face much cooler overnight temps.
The coolest day would be Wednesday by look of it. Cairns may see the minimum temperatures dropping down to about 17 degrees and the maximum 26, but Mareeba reaching down to 12 degrees minimum and the maximum 24. So that's about a couple of degrees cooler than the seasonal average.
Let's take a look at some sport now. They've been inseparable for much of the season, but bragging rights and potentially a final spot have gone to the Northern Pride after their win over the Townsville Blackhawks in the Host Plus Cup. The two sides looked evenly matched in the first half before the Pride stormed home for a 22-10 victory in enemy territory. The win sees them climb a few spots on the ladder, while Townsville's changes of finals footy suffers a setback. Our Cairns Marlins proved too strong for the Townsville Heat at home over the weekend. It was a round end to the season before finals coming away victorious by a solid 48 points, 116 to just 68, the final score. Bad news for our girls, though. The Dolphins fell to Townsville Flames 64-95. And that's all for this edition of Far North Queensland Local News. But if there's a story you think we need to be covering, send us a message at northqldlocalnews@sca.com.au. And for the latest local news throughout the day, download the Listener app.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe, in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now.
Listener.